Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily devotional designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today we're looking at John chapter 19, verses 28 through 37. I'll read the passage, and then we'll get started. Later, knowing that everything had been finished, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of hyssop plant, and lifted it up to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, he said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now, it was the day of preparation, and the next day was a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled, not one of his bones will be broken, and as another scripture says, they will look on the one whom they have pierced. First, let's read it in. John is describing the last moments of Jesus' crucifixion in graphic detail because he was an eyewitness. He was there for the brutality of all of what crucifixion was, a designed form of execution to be as excruciating as humanly possible. Here we see the fulfillment of the scriptures, the fullness of Jesus' humanity, and the finality of his sacrifice. Psalm 69:21 says, "For my thirst they gave me sour wine to drink." The sour wine Jesus was offered in verse 29 is the same type of wine the soldiers would have used to try and quench their thirst, not to be helpful, but to add to their cruelty. Used also in Exodus to sprinkle the blood on the doorposts, the hyssop is a kind of small flowering branch that would be classified today as some type of wildflower, and they use that to bring up the sponge to him. In verse 30, where he gave up his spirit, Jesus voluntarily releases himself, signifying the moment of his death. And you see, what we can't miss is the thing that John's original audience would have seen immediately, that Jesus is being connected directly to the Passover lamb from the Exodus account. In fact, this entire thing is taking place during the Passover celebration. Jesus was the Passover lamb. You see, in the Exodus account, the Israelites were told to take a hyssop branch and spread this over the doorpost, the blood of the lamb over the doorpost for their redemption. And this is exactly what is taking place as Jesus is crucified and a hyssop branch is used. The connection is unavoidable. More than that, Roman soldiers would often leave decaying bodies on crosses long after the death because the purpose of crucifixion was to show to a watching world, this is what happens when you threaten the empire. Occasionally, soldiers would speed up the process by breaking the legs of the victims on the cross so that they could no longer push themselves up to take a breath. Breaking the legs would keep a person from being able to live longer, and it would expedite the death process. In verse 32, we see that the soldiers had to break the legs of the two others who had been crucified with Jesus, but when they came and saw that he was already dead, they didn't bother breaking his legs. And John says that this fulfilled what was spoken of the Messiah in Psalm 34, that he will keep all of his bones, not one of them will be broken. The significance of all of this is that this is another indicator that Jesus truly was the anointed Messiah of Israel, the Lamb of God, whose blood, like the Passover lamb, would allow the people of God to be set free from their sin and bondage. And finally, after the fulfillment of the scripture and the finality of his sacrifice, we see the fullness of Jesus' humanity. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came blood and water. The spear would have been about 6 feet in length and made up of an iron spearhead from joined at the shaft with light wood. The blood and water being drawn by the spear shows us that while fully God, Jesus was fully human with a genuine human body. Now, let's take a moment to pray it up. You may need a moment to pause after I share some of these prayer points to give yourself additional space to pray. Here's the first one. Pray today for full and complete appreciation of the sacrifice that Jesus made for you. Number two, ask the Lord to show you a sinful pattern from your own life recently. Ask for forgiveness and redemption from all while contemplating the weight of this passage today. Finally, we want to take a moment to be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. So let's think about what it means to live this out. The reality is Christ's sacrifice on the cross is an incredible event in history. We have every reason to be grateful for this passage, but sometimes the realities of life bog us down and draw our minds away from gratitude. We spend the day finding the gratitude in very little things and very little moments. What a blessing it is to wake up and put our feet on the ground and get to live another day in the beautiful world that the Lord has given us because of His work on our behalf. We have been invited into life the way it's meant to be lived. And so as we go forward today, living out this passage means living out in gratitude and appreciation for Jesus' work on your behalf. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.